Back live through BBS Radio on Monday, the 6th of January 2020. Can you believe it? This is a simulcast with a conference call, and we had several people join in. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you, hi.
Barb in Ohio.
Welcome, Barb.
Antonio in California.
Antonio, amigo, welcome.
Hello.
Who else? Feel free to say a name or location.
This is Cecil from Seattle.
Cecil, do I hear Cecil in the background?
Pardon me?
Hi, Cecil.
Is it Cecil? Yes. Welcome, Cecil.
Oh, thank you
for
being
here.
I'm inside of a Burger King, and I can't hear you very well.
Okay, all right. Hey, thank you for being here. Another person joining, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Terry, good evening, my dear.
Good evening.
Okay.
Hi.
And the next person, welcome to you. Please say a name and location. But of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. All right.
Hi, Barb. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Antonio.
All right. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, thank you for listening in. I welcome the next live caller. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, sit down in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Antonio and Yura, I think.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda in Liebenthal, Saskatchewan.
Good evening, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi, Wanda.
Thank you.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
Hi, Wanda. Is Yetta here?
Who did I hear
there? I think Don is ahead of time.
Wishful thinking.
Wishful thinking.
Who else is there? Lauren?
I know about Wanda,
somebody.
About you, Don, about Terry Brown, about Barb, about Antonio, and Jane, and BBS Radio.
And Cecil.
And Cecil.
Cecil, that's her. Hi, Cecil.
Hi.
Hello, Cecil.
Hey, Barb.
Terry.
Hi.
Jane. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hey, Jane.
Hi, Terry.
What is your last name?
Her middle name is Off.
What is it?
Who are you talking to?
Her middle name is Off. Her last name is Course.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
That was funny.
And what's her nickname? Plain?
Oh. Terry, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I don't know.
Surprise.
I don't know if anybody knows.
You would ask Vin, he'd probably say the same thing. I don't know.
Right. I know.
Probably on the internet looking for something to talk about.
He just found it. He just found it. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, it's Lynn in Sedona.
Hi,
Lynn.
Earlier they're dancing in the rain.
Hi, Lynn in Sedona.
Hi, Lynn.
And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hey, hi.
Shirley, good evening.
Hi,
Shirley. Hey, Anthony.
Shirley.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Yetta.
Yetta, good evening. Welcome.
Hey, Don, Wanda, everybody.
So they want to go
so
to...
You celebrate Christmas there today?
We had another caller. Join in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi. It's Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello, thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
I think that's Orthodox, right?
Yeah, lots today, of people Christmas? With the old religion, anybody that goes by the old religion, it's Christmas today.
Yeah.
My Christmas cards would be appropriate. Yeah.
My mom calls it Three Kings. My mom calls it Three Kings Day. So.
I read today that for...
If I'd converted, I could have got another Christmas.
Yeah, there you go.
I read today about Finland. They want to go to 4-day work weeks, 6 hours per day.
Nice. I'm moving.
How can a farmer survive on that?
I think they're excluded.
Yeah.
The animals would die.
Hey, Jennifer, did you used to live in Jeanette? Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Jeanette, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, my address is Jeanette, but okay. I'm closer to Greensburg.
Oh, so your address in Jeanette is still good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I
Thanks.
Thought it was kind of... Well, yeah, when I started to come on the calls, I thought Jennifer from Jeanette sounds really weird.
Two more people showed in. Good evening. Welcome. Please
okay.
Say your name and location.
Hi. It's Phyllis in Squim and Morgan, I hope, in Nevada, in Las Vegas.
Welcome,
Morgan.
Phyllis and Morgan.
Morgan. Yes.
Welcome.
Morgan, are you there?
Hi, Phyllis. Hi, Morgan.
Hello, Morgan.
Morgan,
hi,
are
Phyllis.
You?
Hi, Morgan.
Morgan, are you still with me? Morgan, are you on the call?
Uh-oh.
You might have to try it again. Same thing with me when I try to do group talk with different people. Then the one line cuts out or the other one cuts out.
Interesting. Okay, well, I'll try again. It's always
okay.
Going to be greeted
Phyllis,
twice.
Phyllis?
Yeah.
Who did you call first, Morgan or the conference line?
Morgan.
Okay, now look at your screen.
Yeah.
And see if there's a button that says merge.
No, mine's the one that says plus add call. Plus.
Well, after you called Morgan successfully, and then you did add call, right?
Yeah.
Then there needs to be there should be something else after
that. I don't see anything. Yeah, I don't see anything on my screen.
Because
maybe just add call again.
I'm not even being offered it. I'm gonna start from scratch.
Okay.
Okay. Sure. Bye
for now. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Bonnie in Southern California.
Bonnie Blue, welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Winman. Sorry.
Anyone else I missed? Feel free to say your name and location. It's Jerry.
Did I hear Nick on the line?
It's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jerry.
Not Nick, but Jerry.
Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Not Jerry, but Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. 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 Oh, God.
Closing in on
and now he's calling you God, Jerry.
Jerry, why couldn't you be an American like everybody else?
Yes, I would make it easy.
We're not all Americans.
Yes, Jerry, I can't believe it.
Wait a second, Native Americans are still Americans of some sort.
Mine is
Canadian.
Canadian.
She's not American.
Who is it?
They're
better
than
more
me.
Canadians on
BBS.
And we don't even know where I come from.
Maybe you don't
want to
know.
We were probably all American in a former life.
Who knows? Goodness.
If you go back far enough, we're all from Pluto or something.
The Pleiades. How about Sirius?
Yep, could be.
Yeah, a girl by the same name as me lives in California. Her and me, our stuff keeps getting mixed up, and so we're good friends. We're good friends for years.
If anybody is listening on the internet, okay, if you're listening on the internet, this is not really the official part of our call. This is the unofficial part of our call. Okay? You know, we got so many people coming into our call who, and I decided they were more entertaining than me. So I let them talk to each other to give me a break, right, to warm everybody up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. We're the opening act.
Is that what we do? That's a good one.
You know what? You guys want to see something cool?
Oh,
I did a search on Abby today, and I ended up finding a YouTube she did.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening,
Roger. Hi, everybody. Is Debbie on the call?
Negative. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you would like to do so. We welcome you.
When? What were you saying? Abby?
Oh, no, I forget what I was saying.
YouTube.
You found a video of Abby on YouTube.
Welcome to Nick. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
Hi, Nick.
Hey,
Nick. I'll get back to you in a moment, Don. Nick, why can't I call you on WhatsApp? I don't think I have you're on WhatsApp, right?
I am on WhatsApp. I'm not sure why you won't be able to. I'll just check my WhatsApp right now and see if I've got any missed calls there. But, I'll have a look right now and see.
It's not calls, it's text, right? Are you using Win? Are you using 011 first?
I don't think you use 011 for Australia, do you?
Yes, you have to, because you have to first get out of the U.S. with 011, and then the 61++.
No. WhatsApp is different, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. WhatsApp, if you have a smartphone, is a very cool program, okay?
Because, yeah, isn't it neat, eh?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it does. Once you become a member and it's free, they register your phone number. And then someone else, I think they have to accept each other first.
Yeah, they have to accept each other.
You have to send the person a text. So both people have to be on WhatsApp. And you have to tell people. Once they're on WhatsApp, you can call them through WhatsApp anywhere in the world. I think anywhere.
Yeah, okay? and no charge.
And no charge. So, and it looks like a regular phone dialer, okay? It looks like, if somebody calls you, and send messages.
You can use it as a group, and then everybody in the group, you send out a message to the family, and everybody else in the family will get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we use it.
How many people can be in the group?
I don't know.
Many. No, myself, because of my family in Holland, they don't use text over there. They use WhatsApp. So my family, we're in there with about 15 people, I believe. And when something is happening, they get together or whatever, I get that WhatsApp also.
Yeah, I've got like 20-some on one, and I don't know, about 13 on another or something.
Are you talking to your computer on WhatsApp?
No,
you're using your smartphone. It's just like being on the phone. Okay? And it's very reliable.
I have a dumb phone.
You can text, so it's easy. Like, lots of everybody doesn't talk, so they just text it on WhatsApp or send a picture. Or it's the only way you can send videos where you can't send them the other way. You can send them on there.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Thank
you. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hey, Shirley.
Hi, everybody.
Are you there, Shirley? Hello, Shirley.
Shirley's around, yes.
Is that Ross Shirley?
Now she'll never answer me again after Whole Planet of Healing the other night.
Are they channeling?
Shirley, are you there? What am I going to do? I promise I'm not going to ask you to do anything. Promise.
Ben.
Hey,
yeah.
Ben, I'll send you an email with my WhatsApp phone number and the WhatsApp details. I'll send it in an email to you so that...
Okay.
Just found it, so I'll send that through to you. And then try it with that number and try it with the Australia, so you can get out of the America code as well. See which one works.
The 011, right?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
You
get
know
out of America.
I'm right now also trying to WhatsApp Nick, but you also need to choose the country. Have you noticed that you're WhatsApping to?
Oh, you do choose the country? Yeah.
You have to, yes.
Okay, maybe I didn't do
so.
That.
Oh,
okay.
The one that you're calling, you have to choose the country that you're calling, do you? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I see your picture over here, Nick.
That's good.
Yeah, you're in a white shirt, button shirt. Is that you?
That's right. Yes, correct.
Well, you're a handsome guy, man.
Thank you, Claude. Thank you.
All right.
Well,
it's still raining there, Nick.
He's got good jeans.
Can't see his jeans, just his shirt.
He could have a jean shirt on, Don.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick, is it still raining there?
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome.
Yes.
Please say name and location.
It's Phyllis again, and I couldn't get back through to Morgan. She's eating, and she will call me when she's finished, and I have no idea how this is going to work. So I'm on the call.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Lynn. Shirley here.
Shirley. What'd you
do? Hi, Shirley. I tried to unmute myself, and I hung up. I'm sorry.
Freudian slip.
Yeah.
You know what? I have some good news for you, Shirley. Okay?
Okay.
You have a lot in common with Terry.
Yeah. I'm learning. She's teaching me. She's a lovely mentor.
Right. Yeah. Well, are you guys ready to stop being my opening act?
Yes, we are.
Nick, did you get my WhatsApp?
Ready.
I'm asking Nick, did you get my WhatsApp? I don't hear Nick.
I'm having a look on there now.
What's with Abby? Did you say when?
Yeah.
I didn't forget
YouTube.
Yet.
YouTube.
Yes, I did.
You didn't forget yet.
Awesome.
Well, you know, Abby has a brilliant side, right? And she also has a crazy side. God, I'm so bad. I talk about people when they're not here. But she'd probably have to agree. You know, there's... And it's like... And it's okay to have a crazy side. I could say, Terry has a crazy side. I have a crazy side.
We all do.
It's learning how
I
to work.
I definitely
with your
do.
It's working. Okay, did you start the recording, guys?
No, you want me to?
Yeah. What's today's
okay.
date?
Here we are.
The recording has started.
This is, what's the date? January 6th.
Wednesday.
January 6th, 2020. And
2020.
We've been kind of, you know, everybody's been saying, oh, well, if you're just opening to the tape now, or you're on a replay, you won't have heard that. And if you're on BBS, you would have heard it. And I told everybody today that they are my opening act. And they really are entertaining. It's like, you know, when you can open up and talk freely. And you know what? You guys are talking freely, even though you're on the air, and all these people are listening to you. Maybe nobody's listening. I never know, you know. Occasionally somebody listens for a couple of years and then they suddenly come into the call. It's okay. but the people on the call have become a real community in the world, except they don't live together. They're not in the same neighborhoods. And the people that are listening on BBS are probably in, would you like to say your name and your city?
Debbie from Costa Mesa.
All right.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
And I want you to guys know that Debbie will not put anybody on her email list that she sends her jokes to.
Okay.
She likes to keep a low.
Give me time on it. I'm going to give me 2 seconds to defend myself. Who do you know that sends you an email, will call you up and say, please send this to all my other friends? It's your responsibility. Silly goose. I'm putting it back on your shoulders.
Well, I know somebody that would do that.
Well, do you want to send it down to them and they'll do it? Yay!
No. But it has to come from you because your energy has giggles in it.
Well, that's God's energy and everybody's got that. Touché.
Now that is a very good name for a book. Could you write that down, Heise, and send it to me? You ready?
I wasn't listening. Yeah. Say it again.
Wake up, Heise.
I'm communicating with Nick. Okay, book title, say it.
God's Energy Has Giggles.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to think of. Wouldn't you guys pick up a book like that and say, I wonder what the hell this is about?
Yep.
Start to come up with titles, you know? But in any case, Abby. I was going to tell you about Abby. I wrote an email. No. I was writing an email today. And is Dr. Art on the line?
He's not. That I know of.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, there's 4 people on this line that need help. Actually, there's more than that.
I was going to say, wait a moment, what about me?
That's the funniest thing you ever said.
Now, who the hell's calling me now? Terry, talk to everybody. Let me see who's calling. Probably not worth picking up. It's probably Abby. Oh, it's Lauren. All right, I'll see what the problem.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
I think we all need help, right?
Hi, Terry.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure that's did. What I was thinking. Well, what about me?
Yeah, I know. You didn't count all of us.
Yeah. I seem to, like, somebody asks something sometimes on the healing list. And, like something I never heard of or I have no idea or anything. And, like, they say stuff, but I don't have reality on it. And so then, you know, when that happens, I seem to come down with it. And then I have to really understand it and figure it out and get over it.
Wow.
You're getting better and better and better at it, though. You're smooth. And I know in your little brain, your brain's going like, you know, I'm elementary. Like, are you sure? The Terry consciousness is saying, are you sure about that?
Well, yeah, right. You know, I'm saying, geez, I'm having a hard time keeping up with them. It's like they see stuff, and some of them get by me, and I I'm skipping stuff, and because they're really fast.
Yeah. They have to slow it down for 3D.
Yeah, brain. But the most amazing thing was when that one of the callers, he didn't come in our calls. He just put himself on the healing list, and they did a long reading for him. And he didn't say he got it. He didn't say hello or anything. He just took it to his doctor, and he said, "What do you think of this?" And his doctor came to me and said, "Well, he sent it to me and he asked me what I thought of it, and I think it's pretty right on."
Wow.
And then she said, "Can you do a reading for me?" I said, "Yeah."
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren. I didn't realize you were starting. I forgot we had a Monday phone call.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Yeah, we didn't wait for you.
Hi, Lauren.
Well, Lauren. You're now officially You're now officially part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember anything.
Right.
There's always one person, like I said, there's always one person that forgets Monday call.
How many minutes a day do you look for your cell phone or your headset?
Oh, gosh.
I'm asking Lauren.
Quite a few times.
You know, you sound so together. You know that? You're really good.
That's better than being on a Monday call when it's Sunday.
Now, have you done that, Antonio?
Yeah, I've done that.
I've done that too. I've been on a Monday call on the Wednesday. Why isn't anybody there?
You know, one of the reasons Terry is getting so good is because you guys are getting so good. You realize that?
Well, it's also because you taught me how to set the alarm.
I didn't mean that. I meant channeling. Your channelings are good because we're whole.
Yeah, is that channel 2 or channel 3?
That's Jennifer's grandfather clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. I'll mute.
No. We got another 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Who knows? I might mute you all in 15 minutes in the next any time. So, I started talking about Abby, and, you know, I said she was crazy, but then I had to say we're all crazy. okay?
Mm-hmm. But then there's circumstances that make a person crazy.
True.
Well, when you start becoming in the now, you have to like learn a new way of being mm-hmm. linear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the linearity comes from the moment rather than the moment coming from the linearity, okay?
Mm-hmm. And is that,
that's a good book title.
That is a good book
with
title.
The full moon.
Guys, write that down.
You're the secretary tonight.
You've got a new job description.
Because of the full moon, that's why they call people lunatics.
Lunatics? Oh, lunatics.
Right, yeah, that's
lunatic.
True.
Lunatic.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I was going. I still haven't finished Abby. Okay. See, this is like my non-linear. See, I'm demonstrating it, right? I say something 10 minutes ago, but I don't lose the thread. Okay. So it's semi keeps me linear. And actually, I had something in particular I'm going to talk about, which is an example of this, okay? Which is why it's so hard to try to figure this out linearly. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not impossible, okay? And I said a little thing about it last night. And I realized it was really a good concept that might help you to understand it, okay? You know, it's trying to constantly put nonlinearity in language, which is linear, okay? And then people then take something out of language and they turn it into a belief system when it was said in a nonlinear way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That make sense? That's why linearity is so hard. And somebody is thinking, okay, how do I get out of linearity, Wynn? <You see? laughs> Give me a technique. Tell the Elohim to give me a technique. Tell me how I can talk to them. I want to reach them. You can't do it in linearity, okay?
Right.
Now, Shirley, I wanted to ask you, are you there? You unmuted?
He's talking to
yes.
the girl. Oh.
Oh, you're here. So I wanted you to yes. share your experience. I wanted to share your experience when I made you do that the other night.
Oh, yes. So I faced one of my fears.
What's one of your fears? Public speaking.
To channel like that, I've never really done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff flows for me, but, you know, when you apply it to people around you throughout the day instead of to a group of people. Yeah, I've mm-hmm. never spoke like that before with a group of people. I usually just keep it to myself.
Aren't you sorry we didn't tape it?
Oh no, I'm so thankful that you didn't tape it. But it would have made you too.
Well, we're taping right now. There's people listening to you maybe all over the world.
Oh no. But I got choked up when I felt Carla and she always when I feel her, I feel like tears of joy. She just opens up my heart chakra, and I'm so thankful that you and Terry, that when you had her on your show, I just felt a really healing connection, and I had such a beautiful vibe, and I started to lose it then, you know. It was like, oh,
and I didn't know what to say, but I could feel her strongly there. And I'm so glad that you mentioned her because,
Well, you know, when you heard her channeling, I think it's kind of a surprise how she channels compared to, say, Terry. Okay? Mm-hmm. Did you guys find that?
I zoned out when I was listening to her. I do that sometimes.
And you know what, when I think when I do whole planet healings, I start to zone out in a similar way.
Yes, you do. I understand that.
Which at first I didn't want to do it. I didn't want anyone to hear that, you know. But
I don't understand it. But I'm starting to understand it a little.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Getting
You're
back to Abby. Okay, you might actually be able to be a channel. Who knows? Sometime we'll try it and see if the Elohim will talk through you. You know.
I just fear something negative coming through, though.
You know, it's
going to be a lot harder to channel the Elohim, I think.
Yes, I think so. You really have to be you have to be really spaced out, like Terry.
It's a different frequency.
Way high.
Right. I mean, you could hear, those of you that were on the time we had one of the leaders in the Ra group talk to us on a Sunday, right? Table Rock. And how the frequency changed. He sounded much more human than an Elohim. Or, I don't know if human is the right word. He was reserved about. Would you like to say your name and your city? Only if you want to. Well, Monday is our call. We work hard all week. We work hard doing whole planet healing every night. We have two calls where we have live channelings and people ask questions. And right at the moment, Monday is a call. I call it a wild card because sometimes I do a replay. Sometimes I'll have a guest. But usually I can't find guests that are as interesting as us. Usually. So I was doing a search on Abby, and I found a YouTube on her. And she was being interviewed by somebody, or actually more talking than being interviewed. I suppose the person who was having her as a guest learned very quickly, he better shut up. But she was actually excellent. I couldn't believe how excellent she was. And she was talking about urine therapy, okay? And she knows all about it. Any of you want to hear it? Have any of you ever tried urine therapy? That's willing to admit it. Okay?
Well, I'm happy.
No. Maybe in a drunken state of mind, but I can't remember.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do when you get stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah.
Amongst other things, yeah.
No, you're supposed to swallow it, hey.
So, Lauren, are you confessing to having done urine therapy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it entirely depends, though. There's quite a procedure
involved.
Now,
listen, I just want to tell you, don't ever tell that to a potential romantic partner.
Lauren, can you talk louder or adjust your mic?
Is that better?
Yep. Thank you.
I think it's a urine therapy dating site.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There you go.
It's been used. I first found out about it, you know, actually in survival school. In the military.
Really? They were advising it, you mean?
Yeah, for various... because it's been used extensively in the Russian army, and to this day, and for several other armies and stuff, the military. It goes way back to the Roman times and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, go to YouTube and do Abby Bright, B-R-E-I-T. You don't even have to say urine therapy. I think it's the only thing that's up there on here. I wonder if she knows it's up there. She probably does. I'm surprised she didn't tell us. But she's very articulate, very knowledgeable. She knows the history of it. And she's seen things that it's worked for, I believe, you know? And at one point, she thought that was going to be her avocation, telling people about urine therapy. And so I wanted, does anyone have anything they want to say before I start talking?
Yes. I'm going to take a drink from my Pepsi with rum and ice cube.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to right now take a drink from my Pepsi with rum and ice cubes.
You're going to make a drink with Pepsi, rum, and ice cubes?
I'm going to take a drink. Can you hear my ice cubes in my glass?
We hear something.
It sounds like it's very heavy.
Like you've already taken a few.
Yeah.
you already had some rum?
Cheers.
All I have is water on the rocks.
Oh, I'm down with
you. It might be good business, a urine bar.
Yeah. This urine therapy Dr. Art talking about, it came from Dr. Wolf, you know? And this Dr. Wolf, he does chelation therapy. And the other thing that he's well known for and big for is he makes the natural thyroid medicine, and it's made from horse piss.
Horse piss?
Yep. They're little white pills. They're made from horse piss. And you take them instead of the doctor's prescription, you know? And you take that as long as you can instead of going to the doctor's prescription. It's a natural thing for thyroid.
I saw one of those TV shows where the guy eats all sorts of weird stuff. I think he was in Mexico, and there was a guy who had a donkey, and he was selling donkey urine. The guy had a drink of it.
He has it made and everything in Medicine Hat by a pharmacist in Medicine Hat, Alberta.
So, can you find it on the internet?
No, you have to go to a pharmacy that makes and sells it. I don't know. Maybe you can get it on the internet. Maybe you can. I don't know.
Horse urine, right?
Yeah, it's thyroid medicine. You look up thyroid medicine, but they won't tell you it's made out of horse piss. But
oh,
that's
I know.
What it is. It's thyroid medicine from the natural derivative. A natural derivative.
So if your thyroid is out of whack and you're getting fat, okay,
There's lots of things that go wrong when your thyroid's out.
Well, you'll find something. I just looked it up on YouTube. Horses, they pee on command in a bucket.
How's really? Is that why big men say I gotta go drain my horse?
how we spent our Friday and Saturday collecting urine from a mare. And here is urethral catheter placement in horses. Horse urine sample collection. Okay. Let's try something more adventurous. I'll look up lion urine.
You can use lion urine to keep deer out of your garden.
There's a prescription for women called Premarin. Yeah. And that's pregnant mare's urine, and that's for, after hysterectomy to replace hormones.
Now, when I looked up lion urine, I got Lion King sprays farts. Lion pee marking. Rude lion sprays little girl with urine. Lion peeing at people. Smart lion rolls in urine and poop to mask his scent for hunting.
A lot of dogs will do that too.
Tigers use urine to figure out if they have chemistry. Lion falls in love with car and then scents it with his urine.
That's what all the cats in the neighborhood do. They go pee on everybody's, they lift up their tail and they pee on everybody's wheels.
Lion pees on kid. Never laugh at a lion. Lion pees over 10 feet, spraying people who are silly. Please don't dislike.
So we'd be in trouble.
Massive male lions walk by, rolling in giraffe urine, and then roaring.
We have any new people on this call? They must be in hysterics.
Debbie,
he pissed on us.
Debbie, are you there?
I'm here, Wynn.
Now you could originate a whole line of great jokes just by documenting all these YouTubes.
Well. These jokes.
The lion pee.
Yes, excellent. But the jokes that I send out to you are from friends who send them to me. I'm just passing them on.
Okay.
I
Why
can't
do tigers
any of them.
Pee on you? Here's, now it's going into other animals. Elephant urinating up close.
They didn't ask me to send it on to their friends either. So.
Lion peeing while sleeping. Lion pees on group of people at zoo.
Wynn, what did you use for a search term?
Lion urine.
Lion urine, okay?
Oh, wow.
And here we have mermaid potion and lion urine. And here is warning, very graphic. Lions mating in the Serengeti. Lion peeing everywhere. baboon pees all over a thirsty lion.
This was a fun call, but I'm going to get on hold and assume healing for the people. But, yeah.
Okay.
Love you all. I'll see you on there.
So let me just say, I actually want to say something. He's leaving. I wanted to say something about what I started, and I said just a couple of sentences about it, on how to connect, how to go beyond your linear mind and connect what it feels like to connect with higher dimensions, okay? And when I thought about it afterwards, I thought a comparable thing that might help you understand it would be if you think how you drive a car. You know, I'm using driving a car, could be a lot of things. It would be like, you don't think linearly. Okay, let's mute everybody. Okay, just too much background noise. Okay, just a second.
I got it.
And, okay.
Muted.
When you drive a car, there's lots and lots of actions you do without thinking. Like you automatically, you see a red light and you step on the brake. Or you know the way somewhere, and you automatically make the turns. And after a while, when you're driving, your mind can be somewhere else. At the same time, you're doing all these automatic functions. Now, when you're connecting with higher dimensions, it can be a similar experience. And I would say that you are learning how to do it on this call. Because if you notice when I'm doing the call, and I had to learn this, it didn't come naturally when we first started doing calls, but I had to flow with whatever happens. And I can describe it like, now, Terry would have a different way of describing it, I think. But it's like I have all this stuff stacked up in other dimensions that I have access to. But I'm not consciously picking and choosing it. It comes in just like driving a car. Turn right, turn left. You know, he said this, I'll say that. And it happens very fast for me. And it's like when I am in a neutral space and I'm working on projects, I can be doing something and suddenly I'll have a thought about the next step to do. You know, you can't ever finish anything, or you can finish part of it, but one thing leads to another, as you're creating. Just like when we're on this call, I said, that's a good name for a book, and I told Heise to write it down, because no matter what I say to myself, I will remember it after the call is over. Even though it's really good, good idea. I mean, I used to write songs that way. And I would write a song that I thought was really dumb. And suddenly I find it became one of my most popular songs. People would request it. And I would have never chosen it to be one of my more popular songs. I would have said, I hope no one ever hears this. Like, what was one song that was really, it was called, and you know what? I can still sing the song to myself. I can sing it to Terry because we're both really bad at it. It was called Clean Up the Bedroom, Take Out the Garbage, Scrub Down the Bathtub Ring, Sweep Up the Floor, Sort Out the Papers Up on the Bureau, Turn Off the TV, and Walk Out the Door. When I woke up this morning, nothing was going right. I couldn't find my direction, and I couldn't find the light. So I asked for inner guidance to help me through the day. And I heard this little voice whisper, and this is what it did say. Clean up the bedroom, take out the garbage, scrub down the bathtub ring, sweep up the floor, sort out the papers up on the bureau, turn off the TV, walk out the door. Now on that note.
You know what? That would be a good country song, man.
A good country song?
When I close the door behind me, clean up the mess.
Yeah. I wish lions could sing. Clean up the urine. All right. Now I'm getting dumb. Okay.
We're 1 minute past official BBS time, Win.
No, I have 7:56.
Yes, we're supposed to go off at 55.
All right. Hi, Don and Doug. We're moving on. We love you, and why don't you unmute everybody?
We will continue to Whole Planet Healing.
If you're listening on BBS, the number for Whole Planet Healing is 712.
770.
770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513.
Pound.
Now, Heise, did you notice you're getting more non-linear on this call?
I'm getting what?
More non-linear.
How do you I was almost going to ask earlier when you were talking about it, how do you define linearity?
Well,
one thing after another.
Linear, one thing after another. In other words, you know, you have been very responsible at doing your duty as being kind of a moderator and a producer. You know, it's kind of like a self-appointed job. And you're getting better and better at the job just takes care of itself and you're having fun. That's what I mean by non-linear, okay? It's kind of like if you're a musician, you have to spend the time learning the scales, you know, learning everything. And after you learn everything, you can now jam. You have all these things stacked up in your unconscious, and they just come in. And you don't know what you're going to do next, particularly if you're playing with someone else, but you get psychic with each other. And everybody, it just creates this vibration of co-creation. And we do this on the call, like we're doing it now, okay?
It's an automatic flow, kind of.
It's an automatic flow, and you're not, like, in control of it. You're not worried about what
it is. You don't have to think about it. No.
You don't have to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in any case.
Unmuted.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for the song.
Thank you.
That was really heartwarming.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hasta la pasta.
We'll see you in a moment.
Unless we see you first.
Bye, everybody. See you next time.
Are you coming in, Nick? Are you coming in on a whole planet?
Not today. I won't.
All right, go to sleep. It's okay.
No, it's 10. It's 11 o'clock in the morning here. Working. I can't really meditate while I'm working.
All right. Okay.
And Lynn, I've been WhatsApping with Nick in the meantime.